recorded live.
This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. Attention, corrupt politician and corporate heads, or any dumbass that needs to be taken down. Congratulations, you have just pissed off the loudest speaker of Brooklyn. Louis B. is an American and loves liberty, especially his freedom of speech. Declaring war on all bullshit munching. Infocadusha rockets into the enemy's camp. Broadcasting live from the forest of hate. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And now here's your host, Louis B.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. I'm your host, Louis B. Waiting for my co-host to call in. But today we're going to be talking about our men's rights being marginalized in an increasingly progressive society. Makes you wonder. The term men's rights refers to freedoms and entitlements of men and boys of all ages. These rights may or may not be institutionalized, ignored, or suppressed by law, local custom, and behavior in a particular society. The term may also refer to an activist movement advancing these rights. Supporters of men's rights aim to promote the physical, economic, and emotional well-being of all men and boys, viewing this as part of human rights, civil rights, or equal rights. They are particularly concerned with these issues involving family life, such as family law, child custody, paternity fraud, and domestic violence. There is no single unifying manifesto or organization which can claim to speak to for the entire movement, and the term is used in various ways. So we're going to be talking about, we got masculinism. We got Will on the call. Kind of topics I kind of want to hit on are masculinism. And, unfair marriage and sex laws. What do you want to start on, Will? Nah, I can't hear you, dude. Yeah, fuck. He's typing in the chat room. He can hear me, but I can't hear him. All right, he's going to try to call back. Well, while we're waiting, let's take our first break. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. This segment of the Crotch Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union-made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrotchshotradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crotch Shot Radio Show sent you.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign. Mark my words, you and I are going to be talking about this a lot between now and fall.
For me, the red jacket is about shedding our personal skin and taking on a universal skin.
Take the anti-terror policy the last 4 years of the Bush administration and stack it up with the first 4 months of the Obama administration, you have the same policy with some adjustments. It's the same policy. So, but nobody can
Damn,
admit
this
that.
Is a long
if anyone pretend Obama's changed...
Okay, just go to crotchshotradio.com for news and other information. What's up? Welcome back. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. This is your boy, Louis B. Welcome back. Talking about men's rights. Coming back to some flaw in my letter. How you doing, sweetie?
You know, I just went and got a fucking sandwich, and I gotta say something to anyone out there listening.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Chinaman and you drive a car, you deserve to be shot.
Why are Chinamen or Asians deserve to be shot if they're driving?
Because they piss me off, that's why.
My question is, how come when you go into the bathroom, how come if an Asian is using the urinal, How come they take off their pants and to their ankles?
Well, I do that too, hoping someone might come along there and give me a little tickle tickle.
Ah,
I can understand that.
Ah, you like getting poked in the brown eye.
But what I don't understand is why Asians go work out, go to the gym. No matter how big your fucking muscles are, everyone's going to know you got the smallest dick in the room. You know,
yeah, but they could do amazing things with their penises.
Like what, let it crawl up inside them and use a calculator?
Well, yeah. That and, you know, they play piano. They do calculus.
You're thinking of the pussy. The pussy plays a piano. In fact, I think you have a recording of the pussy playing a piano. Do you have that?
I think so. Hold on. Oh, shit. I gotta be quicker with this shit. Where the fuck did I put it? Alright, we get the point.
Hey, that,
that's
that
a talented
guy ever
pussy.
Email you back? Is he coming on the show?
That nigga never called, he never fucking emailed me, nothing.
Okay, well, anyone listening to this show, if
yes.
you would do us a favor and go to huntingforarchetypes.blogspot.com, you may have to use Google to look up what some of those words, how they're spelled. Go in there, and every fucking post that guy has, go in his comments and call him a fucking dickless douche. We're not coming on the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Serious inquiries only.
Or not.
Okay,
fuck
I'm...
Fuck with him all you want to. That's what he gets from... We invited him on, and he didn't even respond.
No.
This will
take time. Not a damn freaking email, no, hey, what's up? Nothing. We could have done a lot of good for each other. Seriously, I feel like a woman that just got fucked in the ass, and the dude's like, "Here's $40, take a cab."
Really?
Yeah.
Kind of like that feeling, all warm and fuzzy inside.
We're back. Repressed memories. So
on to men's rights. I know I'm not the only one who thought of this, especially. You know, I'm going to be the whiniest tonight because I'm a white male.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Louis is a Spikenese male.
Spikenese?
Spikenese.
Ah.
Now, what's your... I'm sorry. Spikenese American male.
Yeah, well, okay.
I want to be politically correct here. The
point
is...
I would rather be called a rapist, hubcap-stealing American, but okay.
Well, then we won't know if you're spick or if you're black.
I wish I had an inappropriate bell.
You could be a little bit more of a hack, but...
Yeah, I know.
The point is there is so much progressivism has brought affirmative action. All that means is impeding on males' rights, particularly white males. For instance, white males make up roughly 30% of the population. 60% of the population is white, and about half of that would be male, right? So 30%. If you're talking the whole population, about half of them are male. Women own about 70% of small businesses out there. But government grants, federal grants, state grants, all of them have special incentives to get more women.
I wonder how much of my tax dollars is going to pay for boutiques, Avon, little Avon stores, flower shops, useless stores that I won't even bother going into.
I have no problem with a woman owning a business, but the point
is,
there are all these... There are all these incentives.
Unless they're stripping or hooking, they should just be in the kitchen cooking me some dinner.
Yeah, you really need more food. But there are all these incentives.
I'm starving.
To keep them, to say that women are the minority and they need more step up when...
Right. We got a caller from New York. New York, how you doing? Welcome to Garage Shot Radio Show.
I don't even know what this is about. What is this? What are you talking about?
We're talking about men's rights, dude.
Men's rights?
Exactly. About, like, you know, sex laws or how being a guy is becoming bad.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Like, last night, I was just coming home with my girlfriend, and I get stopped all of a sudden by two detectives in front of my house, ask me what apartment I live in, what's my name. I tell them my name. They say, can I search you? I say, no. They threw me to the ground, cuffed me up, drove me around in the van for 2 hours, then brought me down to the precinct and released me at 3:36, and I have a desk appearance for July 7th with no charge, no nothing. They didn't know why I was being searched. They didn't tell me I was being arrested. Never read me no rights. Put their knee in my back, cuffed up my fucking ass, treat me like a fucking thief, and I don't know. I just don't know what to do. I called up Al Sharpton, Charles Barron. I just don't know what to do. I think men's lives are bad.
By any chance, sir, the girl that you're with, your supposed girlfriend, was she tied up?
No, we was walking inside the apartment building coming back from New Jersey.
Were you goon-handing her? Like, you know, grabbing her by... No?
I was eating a shish kebab, and she had some lamb that a friend of ours from up the block...
By shish kebab, were you forcing your cock in her mouth?
No, I was not forcing my cock in her mouth.
Well, this is not funny. This is for science, sir. I don't know why you're laughing.
No, well, I think that's a funny question.
Wow.
Why would
okay.
I be shoving my cock in her mouth walking?
I don't know. Why would somebody like you be shoving a cock in her mouth? Why? Ask yourself that question. Why would you shove your cock in your girlfriend's mouth like that in front of a building where everyone can see you? Are you some sort of...
I didn't imagine that. But
are you sure?
If I did, I'm pretty sure she would gave me head loving it right there.
Hmm.
Yeah,
why would she give you head? I mean, don't you have your own head?
Well, I don't know. Do you have a head?
Really?
Really?
No, really. Did you just say that?
Who are you saying that really to?
You.
Me?
Why would she give you head? Don't you have your own head?
Yes.
Yes. Like, what are you saying? Yeah. Like, what? You're pretty funny, I guess. So, yeah. So,
you guess.
My lights are bad.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was our topic of discussion.
Yes, it is.
Topic of discussion.
Oh, then we got to
break out with his pitiful little pun.
Yeah, thank you. I try. We got another caller from New York. Another caller from New York. How you doing?
Caller from New York, where you at? Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Ah, fuck him.
Yeah,
so anyways, back to your arrest. You don't know...
Why is this phone number up on Craigslist with a picture of a girl that says I need to be pounded hard, hair pulled? What is that?
Oh, because I posted that so that way we could get listeners and dumbasses like you calling for free ass. And you said
hey,
you had a girlfriend.
No, I don't, because I just checked out Craigslist because we swing. And I'm checking out swinger ads. That's what goes on, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Well, anyways,
I get free ass always.
Yeah,
I don't,
all
right,
very good.
I'm bored talking to you, that's why. So whatever, I'm weeded. I can kill the time, no problem.
Do you really... Wait, Louis, do you really post ads for the show on Craigslist?
Yes, I do.
That is a fucking great idea.
Yes, thank you very much.
We gotta get more Dallas callers in that way.
Yeah, dude, I'll give you the HTML code for the ad.
I can make my own ad, thank you, sir.
Yeah, but you'll love it the way I do it. It's more gooder.
It's just messed up that you got some girl that don't even know she's up on the computer, just standing there with a cheesy smile on her face. That's messed up. That's violating someone's
rights.
Don't worry.
If your picture is in digital form, everyone's fucking picture's out there somewhere. I'm sure my head's chopped.
Yeah. But it's fucked up for a grown man to be doing that. That's why men's lives are bad. They do shit like that to people that don't even deserve it. But yeah, that's asshole shit. That's not really being a man. That's just being like a chump kid. Don't you think?
Really,
really?
I'm a grown man. I wouldn't do that shit to nobody. You
no,
get no,
you're just looking for strange women to have sex with online.
Yes.
Well, we do it. There's no
May
problem
you...
with that. I've done it many times.
I
love
I wish
haters,
AIDS
though.
Upon ye.
Huh?
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, he said, I wish AIDS upon thee. He probably already got it. That's probably why he does it. Yeah. Yeah. You probably
put
you,
put the hole on the phone.
Yeah, really? You're talking to the fucking hole.
Put the hole on the phone.
And why would I?
No, we wanna talk to us. See,
well, now
you
sounded tough.
Yeah.
Are you gonna come down here and kick our asses?
I like to talk to you personally. How about that? How about you? Why don't you
you're not my type, sir. Your beard will scratch my balls.
Oh, you think so?
I know so.
Too bad I ain't got one.
Well, your 5 o'clock shadow at least.
Yeah.
Unless you haven't hit puberty yet. If that's the case, then by all means, let's meet.
Oh, if you're puberty,
of course you have,
no, I haven't
all
hit
all men who go trolling for sex on Craigslist have beards.
Definitely like
to really, are you
What's the matter? You're afraid to talk to women in real life? Your voice will crack?
Hello! Me and my wife swing. By wife, do you mean the little two-year-old girl you kidnapped? And by swing, the playground swing?
Is this what happens with the people you race?
What?
What?
Race,
quit mumbling.
Sir, I have a question for you. What's your name, sir? What can I call you?
You can call me your mother.
Anorda?
You call me your mother, that's all.
Okay, your mother, how you doing?
What color are you, sir?
Look in the mirror.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, that's what you got?
My next question is...
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Have you?
Yes.
Sound like you have.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, well.
What color are you? I wanted to bring this up because of your arrest, of you being beat up last night.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to... rattling you or anything, just...
Not for nothing, by the way he's talking, I think he deserved to get the smack down. It's probably a public service...
Wait. No, I'd really like to know, like if it's a race thing. What color are you, sir?
I'm the same color you are.
Doubt it.
You know what color I am.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, mute this guy, Louis. There's a new color in.
Alrighty. See you in hell, motherfucker. All right, we got a caller from New York. New York, how you doing? And he hangs up. All right, back to this douche. How you doing? Welcome back.
Hello. How are you doing?
Yo, do you just want to... Will, you want to get to the topic, or you want
to
keep messing with this douche?
To the topic. Our men's rights being marginalized and increasingly progressive society. So, yeah.
All right, end the show. We just answered it. Wait,
absolutely.
What I was just
talking about is how even though women own 70% of small businesses, most of your federal and state grants still go to women out of affirmative action, even though men are the minority.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you think about that, Louis?
I think it's a waste of my damn money because you see a lot of these women-owned businesses. Like I said, unless they have a stripping escort business or anything that has to do with their mouth or their pussy, it has no interest to me and it's gonna fail. I mean, hell, I don't go into a damn salon to get my nails done or an extensions done to my ball sack. I mean, come on.
Well, the thing is the rabid feminist are also out there trying to post that there's still a glass ceiling, even though women own the majority of small businesses.
Hmm. Well, we all know that the feminist movement was started by the Rockefeller Foundation to destroy the family.
Oh, you're talking your crazy talk now, huh?
I'm not talking my crazy talk. It's freaking financial fact. Oh, shit. Hold on. All right, we're back from that grammatical fuck up. I mean, historical fact. That's historical fact. Hello.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for you to try to recover yourself. I'm trying to give you some, you know.
Yeah.
Semblance of pride, but you're miserably wasting it.
Oh well.
How come no one's coming into the chat?
Shush! We need to maintain the illusion.
So have you just done this... Oh, New York hung up.
He was a douche anyways. I hope he... May, he's like, oh, they just wished their AIDS upon me. It was because that nigga got it.
My name is your mother.
My name is your mother. Okay, your mother, how you doing?
He was going to make some racial cracks about him.
Yeah, well. By the sound of his voice, he was probably a spick, which makes me pretty... Which makes me feel pretty bad about myself right now.
Somewhere down the line, you guys are related.
Yeah, well, probably, you know, some black dude fucked my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother, and we're here.
Yeah, that was back in what you call the good old days, when black dudes couldn't do that. They had to stay with their own kind.
Back when blacks were slaves and whites owned land.
Getting back to the topic, however.
It's called Manifest Destiny.
Have you turned on the television lately?
Well, like I said, I don't own a television anymore, but when I have, watched, I don't, okay, get to your question.
Have you ever, in any popular television show recently, within the last few years, seen a role as a white male character who is a role model for children, who essentially could be a role model for children?
No. Exactly. Well, except for Mr. Rogers.
He's dead.
Well, that's a role model for white children. Die. Kill Whitey.
But that's my point. Even in commercials, you can only make fun of the white guy anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen, you know, well, I mean, if not, I mean, you're probably talking about comedies, but if you go on Spanish television, they have the male character is the only one crying like a bitch.
I don't go on Spanish television. I'm a legal person here in this country.
Are you assuming that Spanish television is pirated transmissions?
No, I'm saying it's only there for a market of illegals.
That is not entirely true.
If we shut down Univision, they'd all go home.
Well, you also forgot Telemundo.
Who the fuck watches Telemundo? It's all about Univision.
Ah, well, all right.
That's where it's at.
Yes. There you go. We know it's all about Univision. Right, so yeah, no, they usually have the white guy playing a fool.
Every time. I seriously have looked... for in the last few years, a white male character on a television show, on a sitcom, on a scripted show, that could be a role model for young children. I have not found any.
Mm-hmm.
Closest I can find is Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Which is funny when they catch a crackhead there, like, you're a bitch, you're a scum, you're the... You know, you really gotta turn to God. Brother, you got the babies you gotta think about, you know. Maybe this was the best time for him. Bitch, you just called him a cunt like 25 times. Of course they bleeped out the middle two letters, but I heard you 5 times. Cunt. You know?
Yeah, I know. It's
and even
horrible.
And even then his son calls him and says, I don't want you marrying that nigger. What?
Well, I mean, he's got a point. Frankly, if my son, if I had a show and my son did that, I would kick his fucking ass. That was a private family matter, and he took it all over TV.
Yeah, exactly. But what, you don't want your son marrying a black?
You mean a nigger?
Nah, you know, you say tomato, I say tomato.
Well.
Actually, I say tomato, you say jigaboo, so I mean, all right.
Well, the thing is, I mean, if I have a son, they can marry whoever they want, but if it is a shwiggy, I will not be leaving them in the will because I don't want my inheritance going to, you know, crack.
Mm-hmm.
Lowriders and shit like that.
But don't you think that's just adorable with, you know, the baby fat with the show off the ass?
And what?
The baby fat clothes that shows off the black ass.
No.
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 I like it.
Yeah, I don't look at different species in that way.
Well, okay. But they speak English.
Yeah, but they don't smell like it.
All right, moving on.
You're going to get more complaints about this show. By the way, who fucking complained on ARC the other night?
We both know who.
Well, he hadn't been on Skype lately. I hadn't been able to bitch him out.
Well, because he's a bitch. What do you expect? Hi, Tammy. Welcome.
Tammy, do you have something to contribute?
Don't worry. She's cool. I vouch for her. She's one of your people.
My people?
Yeah. Crackers.
I'm still waiting for her to say something.
Yeah.
Hi, guy.
Really?
That's
yes.
I want my own hello. I want... Hello, I will not obey. I don't want
to. You know, what if she just wants to save time? Must you just bitch out?
It better be really fucking important.
Yeah. Hell, I will not obey, and you. Ha.
Hell, I will not obey, you crybaby. Thank you, sweetie.
All right. See?
Appreciate that.
Now I want my own hello.
Fuck you. Oh, I got two hellos there. I got a hell and a hello. Hey, you got
another one. All right, we got New York City on the Crash Out Radio Show. How you doing? Hey, New York City.
Dude,
New York City. Dude calling from New York City. If you don't say anything, that's your mama. If you hang up, that's your mama.
What?
That I'm just saying, if he hangs up and he doesn't say nothing, that his mama is a hoe. Really? Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
What's cooking?
Not much. What's cooking with you? What do you have to say? What's your name?
You stink, and I don't like you.
Oh, really?
Oh, well, that was rude.
That was rude.
Poor guy is just trying to call in, and what's up to say? So what's your name, sir? New York City.
What's your name? And he's dialing buttons. Where are you calling from? Fisher Price, my first telephone? The cow goes moo.
Hey, do you know 412 just joined? Hey, cut that shit out. It's annoying.
Yes. What? Are you serious?
Hey, go to break. I want to eat my sandwich.
You're going to go... Go to break. We just already went to break. Can you eat in 2 seconds?
No, I'm not you, dude. I actually go to the gym.
I go to the gym. I swim and, you know, I do shit. Take shit.
You wait in the kiddie pool. That's not swimming.
I don't wait in the kiddie pool. There is no kiddie pool. It goes up to 9 feet. I actually got to swim. I pay the $35 for the 7 months.
$5 for 7 months.
Yeah.
New York, do you have something to say? Keeping him on the phone.
Wow.
Juno, how are you?
Juno 412, what's up? Welcome to the Crowd Shot Radio Show. Anyway. Alrighty, your mother. Your mother.
That was probably one of your swinger buddies calling.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to mute myself and eat my sandwich. You talk.
Oh, fuck me. All right, well, if anybody else wants to call in...
Call the Crotch Out Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
Well, back to where we were trying to go. You know, the whole gender roles of men and women have been reversed, especially on TV. You see on television that men are pretty much sissies. They have no backbone. They're afraid of their wives. It's just sad. They don't act like men anymore.
And alimony's fucked up.
Well, yeah, pretty much. We're gonna get to unfair marriage laws, dude. Don't worry. But alimony is fucked up. Not that I'm married. I mean, shit. It's shit like it's these laws that make a guy not want to get married. It's just crazy, you know. And for the record, men don't have a feminine side. Why do women? I mean, especially on TV, try to turn their men into women. Why is it so wrong to want to bang your wife? You married her so you could have someone to bang. You don't have to go far. Oh, snap, we got another call. This is New York City. Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. War Pig is in the room. War Pig. New York City. If there's anyone calling from New York, freaking talk. Holy crap, you're a douchebag. Alright, sir, if you hang up or you don't say anything, your mom I got nothing. I got nothing.
Thank you.
I was about to go with the cliche. Your mom has a dick. Yeah, but...
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Hey, Kev's in the room. New York, if you don't say anything, may you suck a bag of baby dicks. Yes, I stole that from Louis C.K.
All right. All the people to steal from.
Yeah, I know. He'll probably come kick my ass.
Louis C.K.'s all right.
Yeah, I know, but I gave him credit, so...
Hey,
it shouldn't
Kevin,
be that.
Sweetie, you should call in.
Yeah.
What we're talking about and what your show actually go hand in hand, so you should really call in.
Yeah.
Why did you just block Tammy?
I don't know, because she's not in the room.
No, I thought she was blocked. Hey, call in, Kev. I'm eating a sandwich, and Louis badly needs someone to bounce off of. He's fucking awful by himself.
Oh, suck it. Oh, man. So, yeah. Nah. We're talking about how gender roles have been fucked up. Especially in the media, and how, you know, you see on news stations, like, special interest stories, men getting pampered, getting in touch with their feminine side. But men don't have a feminine side. That's why they're called men. They're masculine, because there is no feminine. I mean, I don't understand why women try to turn men into women. If that's the case, why don't they just become lesbians? You know, why can't I just want to screw a chick? You know what I mean? Why is it so wrong to just want to bend a chick over, fuck her, and that's it? I mean, why can't I want to watch sports? Why can't I want to bond, you know, hang out with the guys and freaking act like a complete asshole, you know? Okay, New York City, are you saying something? Oh, yeah, okay, War Pig is like, they want us to be easier to control. I mean, and why is that?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Now I finished my sandwich. I got something to say.
All right.
Since feminism started dominating the country, feminine values have taken place, masculine values, and it's really fucked up in society. Feelings are now more important than truth. Safety is more important than liberty. You know, keeping to yourself and not being a nosy person is now looked down upon, whereas running around being nosy and opinionated, you're considered a good person.
Yeah.
And luckily, there is a backlash in this movement.
It's called the back... Don't you mean the backhand?
That's true. Kevin,
yeah.
When are you calling in?
Don, I will call in, but I have a conference call here and a few good topics, Louis.
Conference call with who? Is it more important than us? Who's
yeah.
Southwest Ohio? Is that Kev in Ohio?
Yeah, we got Southwest Ohio. Yo!
What's that?
That's New York.
That's New York. All
right. Southwest Ohio.
How you know I call him from New York?
You sound like a Chinaman.
Huh?
You sound like a Chinaman.
Pendejo.
Dime, huele bicho.
No, you smell cocks.
Yes,
and you.
Who say pendejo?
I say pendejo.
Dime, huele bicho.
You, no, you, sir, smell the cocks. And we speak
mother's
English here.
Busteta.
This is America.
Your mother's a busteta.
My mother?
Yeah.
That's where you know something, you don't know what the...
Shut up. We don't know how to speak this. We don't know how to speak.
Busteta means cunt in Portuguese. Does it mean the same in Spanish? Because they're almost...
I have no idea. I would say cabrona. All right, we got Freddie B, Get Six, Days Are New, War Pig, and it looks like we're having a fight with all of New York City. Oh yeah, I'm out. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Stay quiet.
Hey, wait, Kev's calling in.
All right.
Get that shithead off there. We have someone important.
All right.
Go fuck yourself, New York.
Vete pa carajo. Vete pa carajo.
There he is.
Alrighty. One Mississippi, two Mississippi. Alright. Kevy?
Well, unmute him.
I did unmute him. I just unmute him. Ah, fuck.
I'm looking at him. He's not unmuted.
Kevy?
Hey, you are. Kevin!
What's up?
Hey, Sugar Tush. How you doing?
What do you have to say on men's rights?
Yeah.
Would you say that men ever get a fair chance in any type of rape trial?
Hell no.
Really? So you're saying just an accusation can destroy someone's life because feminism has corroded the rights all in favor of... I don't fucking know.
Well,
I was going somewhere with that.
Yeah, it's not that it's about hating on the female or anything like that. It's just... The general society looks at males as we're the bad guys, and the females are not as bad as we are. But, I mean, come on, let's get real. We got mothers out there killing their babies, you know?
Right. And they get a smack on the wrist.
How about every time a man goes to prison, he's an awful, horrible human being whenever he gets convicted of something. But when a woman gets convicted, the mood is more or less like, I wonder what happened to make her do that.
That is correct, because if you go to any website and if it talks about a male, all you're going to hear about is they need to be locked up, they need to be thrown away, throw away the key. But when it's a female, it comes down to, well, maybe she had a hard life. Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe it's this, and maybe it's that. There's always an excuse.
Or her husband was horrible to her, so that's why she ran to the arms of a 15-year-old boy.
Exactly.
My question is, where were these teachers with problems when I was 15?
Really? Go
yes.
For the obvious one there.
Yeah, I know.
Don't use any creativity. Just jump out and take that low-hanging fruit.
Yes, I know.
I guess fat people can't climb trees.
Shut up! Oh, snap, we got two callers from New York City.
Fuck, I'm leaving mute.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know what? With this topic that you're talking about, Louie, the reason why I said it's a good topic is because I've got an author that's coming on the show this Wednesday that's got a book out, and it pretty much talks about not just the difference between the male and the female in the news, but how the media is kind of like... making up stuff, and people are falling for it, and how misleading they are, and he's going to be our guest on Wednesday. So,
yeah, I mean, like, going along with that, I remember this story in upstate New York. A teacher actually slept with her male student, and all she got was $1,000, a $1,000 fine, and that was it. Yet, you know, a male teacher does that, he's going to jail. I mean, as far as that's concerned.
Well,
I mean,
and there was just a recent teacher that did get, she got put in jail. But the difference is if it was a male, it wouldn't be, it would be a lot. It wouldn't be just days. We're talking years. She only got put away for 180 days in jail. There was no mention of her having to register or anything like that. But she did have sex with a 14-year-old male student.
Nice.
And she got 180 days. Now, if it would have been the other way, and it was a male teacher with a female student, it would not be 180 days.
Dude, it would be 180 years, plus he'll be on the registry even after he's dead. He would have to register when he's burning in hell. St. Peter would have him register if he went to heaven or in purgatory.
Well, Louie,
thank you.
As you being the host of the show and your co-host, how do you think we can fix that? Do you think it could ever be fixed?
I think that there is a certain...
Damn it, he asked me, you son
right
of a
now.
Bitch.
More and more people are getting fucked by this culture, and they're starting to stand up and notice.
Damn it! Yeah.
What I would say is Kevin here is kind of a little expert on sex offender issues. He knows quite a bit about it.
Right.
And,
comment, you son of a bitch. This is my show. I'm going to kick ass.
Hey, give him an oh my.
Damn. He asked me the fucking question. I don't know. I don't know how you're gonna solve this. I think we should just go with robots. And
really, that's what you wanted to break in with. I don't know.
Robots.
That's what you interrupted me with. I don't know. And robots.
Yes.
Anyway, Kevin, on to a real question.
I like robots.
You have met quite a few gentlemen who have been falsely accused of rape. Correct.
That is correct.
And, you know, it's been proven. Now, one is how many of them, when they are falsely accused, actually get exonerated? The court says, you know, we're sorry, here, go on with your life. And two, how many times have you ever heard of the false accuser getting in any trouble at all?
Now, when you say getting into any trouble at all, do you mean as far as did they have a prior record?
I mean, as far as anything from the Justice Department on them making a false accusation against someone.
No.
Never heard of it?
I've never heard of someone who has been falsely accused of a crime to be also charged with another charge of making a false report.
No. I mean, okay. A guy, let's call him Louie. Sally comes along and accuses Louie of rape.
You know, actually, tell you the truth. Hey, Kevin, let me tell you guys what really happened to me, a real story.
Yeah,
I was actually falsely accused of rape. And I think I've told you this, Will. This girl that I was dating, I was 19. She was 2 years older than I was. We never held hands, never kissed, never, much less had sex for 9 months. I thought that was normal. Yeah, I thought she was just, okay, we're doing the Christian thing. Come to find out, she was a lesbian. And she was just using me as a cover so that way her family wouldn't suspect she was gay. She's like, well, she has a boyfriend. I caught her making out with her best friend, who she always goes to see and ditches me for. And I was like, oh, now I understand. All right, well, see ya.
Poor Louie.
She was afraid that I was going to tell her family because I'm like, fuck this. You know, 9 months, I was taking her out places and not even getting any handy action. At the very least. So she ran to her family, said that I raped her. They come, meet me in front of my house, kick my ass, then call the cops. And then they take me to the station. They wanted to give her the rape kit. She refused the rape kit, and she recanted her story. And the cops didn't want to let me press charges on her family. They're like, oh, you lucked out on this one, boy.
Okay, but did you get any we're sorry about this. We're sorry.
No,
about
of course
kicking
not.
Your ass.
Of course not.
No, you didn't get none of that.
I didn't get none of that. They were like you lucked out.
So
we better not catch you again.
Okay, so but they still treated you like you did it, even though
yeah.
you, she recanted her story, but you still had to go through, like everybody still thinks that I did do it.
Yeah. Guest 7 says, sometimes if a girl falsely plays the I was raped card for revenge or whatever, the poor guy often has to deal with the community vigilantes. Yeah, like I did. I got, like, her father... May he rest in peace. You know, he recently died. I held no ill will. You know, but her father, her brothers, their friends came and whooped my ass.
Oh, Kevin left us.
Yeah,
Kevin, you're in the chat room. Here's what I want to add: of girls who falsely accuse someone of being raped, have you ever heard of a single one of them ever getting punished for it?
No, of course.
He said big letters, N-O. So basically, see, if you're accused of rape, your life is essentially ended as the way you know it. You can't go 1,000 places. You many times can't see your family. You're homeless. You have so much money to pay, you can't get a decent job. But if you falsely accuse someone of rape, it's no big deal.
Oh, shit. Dude, this just in?
Uh-huh.
Did like a quick search for women punished for false rape cases.
Uh-huh.
Found this blog called glennsax.com. False rape accusers should not be punished, and women are the real victims of false claims.
That part I didn't see.
Yeah,
I'm at a site. I saw a site the other day because I wanted to get him on the show, but I thought he was too big and famous, so I went for that other douche instead.
Yeah, this is written by Pierce Harlan Esquire, a lawyer. That's what the Esquire stands for, in case people didn't know. Oh, yeah, in the UK, if someone's accused of rape and the woman then admits she lied about it, the guy can get a payout by the criminal injuries compensation on the grounds he had mental trauma, of course. But I actually heard in the UK that they actually have this new law, before I get to this blog, that let's say... You know, you have sex with a woman, you know, she's not drunk, she's of sound mind and everything. If the next day she regrets it, she could accuse you of rape and have you arrested.
Oh, yeah. That can happen over here, too. I mean, no evidence needs to be presented for a rape trial.
Yeah.
Especially if it's against children. You don't even have the right anymore to face your accuser. And it used to be, a while back, that when courts originally did away with that right you have. They said, okay, look, you can admit a child's testimony on videotape or on a recording. And they did away with that. So now you're just going after some cop staying in the room.
Oh, okay. That isn't the case in Scots law. In Scotland, I have to double check the law in England. That's by guest 7. Yeah, 7, you know, feel free and call in if you want.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We won't make fun of you much, unless you're
unless you're a black English guy. That just sounds kind of funny to me, though.
We like making fun of those coloreds.
Yes, I'm a colored, so I can get away with it.
And
let me actually read this blog. Shit, it looks long, so I'll stop every time it gets interesting. A 17-year-old New Zealand girl was arrested this week after falsely claiming that she was dragged off by 3 youths and sexually assaulted at knife point, the Rotorua Daily Post reported. Calls for help, not charges. The news report explained that this was the second alleged false sexual assault claim local police have dealt with since November. The article quotes Dr. Ken McGregor, director of New Zealand's Rape Prevention Education, who spoke about false rape complaints. I would recommend some form of therapeutic intervention rather than charging them. Dr. McGregor, what? So, okay, wait a minute. So a guy... Okay. You want to...
Let's call a shrink rather than the police. You just almost destroyed this person's life.
Yeah.
But let's sit there and hold your hand.
Yeah, you mean you want to put you so it's okay that this girl basically raped my emotions by having me deal with
rape you from your family, from your house, from your job.
Yeah.
Everything.
Cuz you know what, no matter what, even if you're innocent in the eyes of society, just being accused is enough. They'll fire you, they'll screw you. You know, your whole family will be like, I can't believe you. So then why she accuse you then? Why she chose you to be accused? I mean, I know this because that's the question that I was getting. So why she chose you to be accused? Why would she say that, though? Why would she say that you got raped? I mean, that you raped her. Why? She lied. But why would she choose you? What did you do to her in the beginning, you know?
Really, you've been going for a minute now. We get the point.
All right. Jesus. All right. You know, no reason to be a prick about it. Anyways, we got American Reality Check. You do the plug, because I don't know the quote.
This Wednesday on American Reality Check, author writer Benjamin Radford to the show. Media Mythmakers, How Journalists, Activists, and Advertisers Mislead Us. That's
all right.
Reality Check with Kevin and Mary.
That's talkshoe.com/TCE/ what's their call ID?
What's your call ID, Kevin?
That's
29521.
Yeah, so that's talkshoe/TCE/29521 on Wednesday at 9 o'clock. Eastern?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, let me get back to this. So yeah, you give them counseling instead of friggin' charging them for almost fucking up somebody's life. All right. Dr. McGregor claims that someone needed to be pretty distressed to make a false allegation of sexual assault.
No, they don't. See, so many fucking bitches out there don't even think about what they're doing. They're these same stupid cunts who back in high school wanted you to stay with them, so told you when you finger banged them in the back of the car that they're now pregnant. They're looking for fucking attention, and yes, they're fucked in the head. Yes, they need fucking help, but let them get it in jail like the people who are falsely accused get it.
Yeah. Damn it, you're taking on my fire, son. All right. And that very few women made false claims as forms of revenge.
But few women in the whole scheme of things? Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah.
But then again, what another thing we got to look at here is the definition of sexual assault is completely expanded. For instance, if you hold someone, you know, at knife point in the back alley and rape them, that is definitely sexual assault.
Yeah.
It's also considered sexual assault if she had a couple drinks and then she regrets it the next day.
Yeah.
It's also considered sexual assault if she blows you and her boyfriend finds out and she feels really bad about it. In some states it is. It's also sexual assault if she's 2 days shy of her fucking 18th birthday. All these things are considered aggravated sexual assault. How are we supposed to know what the real stats are when you say...
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Is it also sexual assault if, let's say, you grab her hand or anything like anything like touch her shoulder that could be considered sexual assault?
There was that one guy. I can find his name if I dig it out.
So, I mean, it gets pretty ridiculous. And you know what? I mean, how do you... And a lot of times, you're guilty till proven innocent.
A lot of times... fucking time.
And you gotta prove your own innocence. How the hell do you prove that you did not rape somebody?
Fitzroy Barnaby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he was driving along. This was back in 2005. He was driving along. And, you know, he's driving along, minding his own business. And I thought it was a 12-year-old, was out riding her bike. And as he's driving along, she rides out right in front of him. He almost hits her. He swerves his car and just, you know, freaked out. He got out. He got a little mad. He grabbed her arm and started lecturing her. Now, I don't think you should go around grabbing other people's children. But they decided to put him on the sex offender registry for life for getting out and grabbing her arm and lecturing her for
almost killing
him in front of him. Yeah, exactly. And the judge said, well, we don't really know what was in his mind, and he might have used this as an excuse to get some sort of sexual fucking pleasure.
Really? All right, yeah. I shit myself because I could have died and not been able to go home to probably see his wife and kids. I don't know if he had wife and kids. I don't have that article in front of me, but, you know, shoot, you're gonna give someone a stern talking to about, yo, what the fuck? I mean, there's nothing
up here in the chat room. She was 14, not 12.
Oh, she was 14. The fuck was she doing driving?
No, she was riding her bike, and she rode her bike out in front of him.
Oh. I mean, I know I've given little girls a stern talking to, especially, you know, some, you know, almost tripping me. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Bye, Kev.
Bye, Kev. Love you, sweetie. So, yeah, let me get back to this. Claims run counter to Professor Eugene Cannon's landmark study of rape claims in a mid-sized Midwestern city over the course of 9 years, in which he found that 27% of false rape claims were motivated by revenge. Dr. McGregor also notes that international research showed 2-3% of all sexual abuse allegations made were false. This claim, of course, is contradicted by serious study of false rape claims ever conducted. They put the percentage much higher.
Hey, I got a kid clip for you. Can you play a clip over your sound there?
Is it the YouTube clip?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got need time to download it and pop it up there. Just give me that link.
In a chat or on Skype?
Yeah, chat. Warpig is like, once a woman sleeps with you, they think they own you.
And legally, they almost do now.
Yeah, I mean, unless you freaking get out, unless you do like what Tom Liggett says and get the fuck out once you skeet. You know, keep talking. I gotta fucking download this shit.
Yeah, well, that's not even talking about fucking men's rights when it comes to children. They never get the child. Plus, not to mention, if the chick gets pregnant, the choice whether or not to keep it is completely up to her.
Yeah.
Even though they may have to start giving out a third of their money the rest of their life. No. It's just her choice.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, I mean, the way they do see it is that you had the choice to put on a condom, you had the choice to use some type of contraceptive, but since you didn't use it, then you have to deal with the consequences.
There was a case here recently, I don't even know where to go begin looking for it, someone in the chat may be able to find it, where the guy actually was responsible. He used a condom, threw it away, and left. And then she decided she wanted to get pregnant from him, so she dragged the condom out of the trash, rubbed the love juice up in her, and got pregnant from it. And now he has to pay for
love juice, really?
Yeah, love juice.
Really?
Don't use that really on me. That's a very nice term for it.
No. Love juice.
The point is, he's now having
to pay for it. I just want to just
make
me matter.
And he was responsible.
Well, that's why, a radio show host, again, Tom Likas, you probably heard it, says if you do that, pour, have like a thing of Tabasco sauce. I mean, I'm not going to go that far, but only buy condoms with spermicide in it.
Oh, absolutely. Luckily, they're coming out with a male birth control soon. And
yeah, I mean, that's what I always use. I use condoms with spermicide.
First in line for that fucking thing.
Never let a woman near your condoms because they also try to play that that put a pinhole in there. You know, women do love to make the decision for you, and you have to live with it.
Exactly.
I mean, can't that be considered rape?
It should. Hey, if that's part of my body, I should be able to say what happens to it. If I want to go in the fucking trash, it should go in the fucking trash.
But then again, they could also argue, well, once you throw it out in the trash, it's community property.
Well, then good. Your grandmother can go get pregnant with it for all I care, as long as I don't have to pay for the fucking thing.
Yeah. You know, that's why I usually just flush the condoms down the toilet, you know?
Hey, Warpig, you got something to say? Call in.
Warpig.
Please, Louis is dying.
I'm not dying. I'm doing good. I'm gooder. I'm the most gooder goodness that's ever been. Yeah. Again, back to the blog. This news report also quotes Louis Nicholas, a local sexual abuse educator and former rape complainant, who notes that it didn't help sexual abuse victims making legitimate complaints, particularly those who feared not being believed. Ms. Nicholas also suggests that there could be underlying issues surrounding the false complaints, which needed to be resolved, and that there needed to be more services available to help women who had been sexually assaulted, as the current services were stretched. The news account sadly typical of how mainstream news media treat the crime of false reporting of rape. News reports genuinely blink at the harm to the innocent men and boys often caused by a false report. Really?
They what? They blink?
They blink at the harm to innocent men and boys often caused by... They don't pay too much attention to... They don't stress how damaging that a false report can be to men or boys.
Well, two movies that actually do a wonderful job of it. There was one recently, a couple of weeks ago, Sean Penn put out, called Witch Hunt. It goes over his daycare sex abuse, satanic abuse, false membership that went over in California a few years ago. And
yeah.
Another one is called The Jaundiced Eye. This was kind of old. I think it's from 99. And it talks about a family that was destroyed by false rape allegations.
Right. The clip is ready to be played. So this is Bill Maher talking about feminism.
I know it's the national law here in America that women are more evolved than men, but if that's true, how come they're still so impressed by shiny objects? I'm just asking. Please, it is not anti-woman just to talk about women, okay? And we're going to do it now. Because when I say this is a feminized country, first of all, understand that I get it, that there are millions and millions of women who are steely-eyed realists, and millions of men who are anything but. However, for lack of a better term, I would say that the feminine values are now the values of America. Sensitivity is more important than truth. Feelings are more important than facts.
Right.
Commitment is more important than individuality. Children are more important than people. Safety is more important than fun. I always hear women say, you know, married men live longer. Yes, and an indoor cat also lives longer. It's a furball with a broken spirit that can only look out on a world it will never enjoy, but it does technically live longer. See, this is very personal to me because I'm like the last of my guy friends to have never gotten married, and their wives, they don't want them playing with me. You know, I'm like the escaped slave. I bring news of freedom. You know, it's not a good thing to have me around, you know. Keep the husbands in the dark. They're happier that way. But, you know, all my married friends, I knew these guys when they were young, and they were Mustangs. They used to do whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted, and now they are not Mustangs. They're that horse in Central Park with the blinders on, you know, just going around in a circle in a cloud of flies and sitting in a bucket, you know, just... So I know women don't have it easy in America, but it is sort of politically incorrect just to be male in this country now. I mean, look at television. Look at any sitcom. The wife is always brilliant and ethereal and right about everything, and the husband is always a dumb fuck lucky to have found her. The only smart men on television are Frasier and his brother, both of whom are gayer than Little Richard's underpants.
Words.
So, I understand that women suffer, but I don't think it's as much publicized that a lot of men in America are living lives of quiet desperation, lobotomized of their libido, anesthetizing themselves with sports and pornography, and living in an Orwellian world where we have to pretend to concur with the woman's point of view. On any TV show in America, if somebody got up there and said, you know, women are smarter than men, automatic round of applause. If somebody said men are smarter than women, you'd be booed off the stage. I mean, what does that tell you about our culture that we have to pretend that one sex is smarter than the other? Women are smarter than men. If women ran the world, there'd be no wars. Being pregnant is sexy. You know, just a whole roster of things that we don't really believe, but we pretend to believe because it's easier to make women nod than to live in the doghouse.
Word.
I heard one on daytime TV the other day. Only a woman could have said this, and of course everyone pretended it was true. She said a couple should explore their mutual fantasies. There are no such things as mutual fantasies. Yours bore us, ours offend you. Trust me. Ladies, trust me, there is no fantasy where a handsome prince runs to you across a meadow and takes you in his arms and pledges his undying love and then comes on your face, okay? That would be a mutual fantasy if you've ever seen a porn movie. But I think men are just tired of apologizing for being men. And I think women would be a lot happier if you'd stop making us apologize for it. You'd save yourselves a lot of wear and tear. For one thing, give you one example, no woman in America would ever get breast implants. Because if you really got inside the man's mind, you'd understand that it's never about big or little or short or tall or blonde or brunette. It's only about old and new.
Word.
Hugh Grant had Elizabeth Hurley at home. He wanted Marvin Hagler in a wig. You cannot reform biology. And by the way, the male impetus to spread our seed is why we are a successful species. That is why we're sitting here right now. But do we get thanks for it? No, we get impeached.
Alrighty.
War Dude, Pig, called in.
Yes, War Pig. We got War Pig.
Gentlemen.
We're here to overthrow the government.
Say again?
You almost sounded like that beginning of that, I forgot that song. Gentlemen, we're gathered here to overthrow the government. Forget that name of that metal song.
Oh, yes.
Lies, Lies, Lies by Ministry. There you go.
Oh, yes. Oh, man. We'd be a lot. Well, guys are usually better off if they're in charge of their own scene, you know? If you're in control, then you usually don't have the problems that some of these guys run into.
Right.
My son, for instance, you know? He hasn't figured that out yet. He's not in charge of his scene yet, so.
What do you mean by being in charge of your scene?
What do I mean by? Well, if you're leading, you know, if you know what's going on in the house, you know, you kind of set the rules that are the tone of what's going to be going on either the relationship or if you're married, what's going to be going on in the house. Most guys get into trouble when they, I guess, subjugate.
So basically, you know, when the man is the head of the household, things run smoother.
Absolutely.
That's true because, I mean, it isn't the natural order of things. I mean, a wise man once told me that women, let's say someone was breaking into the house, women naturally, through maternal instincts, run to go protect the child.
Yeah.
Men, real men, will actually try to find a bat or their gun to go defend the family.
Exactly.
But the way things are, the man would just jump out the window and go save himself and fuck the family.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. And a lot of guys, I think, get themselves into those situations simply because, well, they mistake liking pussy for being in love. You know?
I mean, look, I've learned it because, you know, I've learned it through the school of hard knocks with the, you know, the girls that I've been involved with, that either they don't want to take care of themselves in a feminine way, if you know what I'm saying, and,
right.
You know, they want you to just, like, ignore it, because if you just want it smelling right, it's petty.
Yes.
But once you put your foot down, then shit gets done.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing is, it's also, you know, I mean, I don't want to revert to the Bible, but, you know, it's written, you know, you love your wife as yourself, but but your wife has to obey you. But that doesn't mean you friggin' tell her, you know, now bitch, suck my dick, and you don't end up treating her like she's your slave. But, you know, the real problem is there's a loss of respect.
Yes.
There's no respect because the media has said that men are stupid and they shouldn't be trusted and they can't do anything right.
Yeah.
What
we're
talking about here is a biological difference, too.
Yeah.
That when men run a household, they do things like they have their rules. They like a good man would have, you know, integrity. You always have your integrity. You don't lie. You always stand up for yourself. No matter what the consequences are, even if you're going to get the shit beat out of you, even if lying is going to, you know, make you get whatever. But women are much more atoned to, let's do what feels nice and make everyone feel nice, whether right in the long run or not.
Yes.
Right. Usually if there's a problem, this was a common fight with me and my ex. Let's say she had a problem with something. Easy solution to do. No, I don't feel like doing that. Well, it's the only way we're gonna fix this problem. But I mean, it just doesn't feel right. What?
Well, they want to talk about what the problem is. They don't really want you to solve it. I mean, you know, then they got nothing to talk about.
You know, fine, talk about it. But if it's a serious problem, let's quit fucking whining about it and solve it first.
Exactly. I mean, usually I forgot what comedian said this, but the word cunt is just a acronym for cannot understand normal thinking. If anyone could correct me, bro, tell me who's a comedian that told me that, they'll get a gold star for today.
Flex 5 and get a free burrito.
I'm not Mexican. Rice and beans, maybe.
A Puerto Rican is just a Mexican that swam a little further.
Oh, okay. But I'm from the Caribbean. We dance. And
nice.
we know how to use knives and shit.
Yes. Yes.
About alimony, Warpig?
Alimony?
Yeah.
Well, see, I live in Texas, so down in Texas.
So do I. Dallas.
Yeah, I'm in Fort Worth. Dallas, that's not really a city in Texas anymore, is it?
Well, I'm on a suburb. I'm in Addison, actually.
It's a district of Mexico.
No, it's really not. So, alimony is... Well, then in Texas, you've got to be married 10 years before that even comes up.
Well, alimony, I know that in Texas, at least this is what my sister went through when she got divorced, is that, if you split up in a marriage, then you get half the stuff, but there's no alimony. There's no, we're going to continue to pay. I mean, you can't just kick someone out on the street, but there's no, I'm going to sit there, you know, give you $100,000 a year so you can become accustomed to the lifestyle we were in.
Yeah. Not, especially you didn't contribute to it at all, you know. So
exactly.
You know, a lot of
many times that is the man who doesn't contribute. And if they break up, then there is no reason that that man should get anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, usually he doesn't get anything. Even if he was fucking broke, he never gets alimony. Hold on, we got a caller from New York City. New York City. Yes, you could talk.
Yeah, what's up, bro?
Is this another one of your swingers calls?
I guess so.
How's it going?
How you going? What makes you call the Crotch Out Radio Show?
Trying to see what's up with these laws, man. You know, in my life.
What laws?
I said in my life, homie.
What's good with your life?
Yeah.
Hmm. I think you failed, and it's time for you to end it. It's time for you to go home.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man, bro. All right.
All right. And there we go.
Problem solved, man. Problem solved.
And see?
We'll take in what you see in today's culture, which do you think is more important to most people, even being in Texas? Is that, say, truth or emotion? Is it safety or liberty? Which do you see?
Oh, emotion, definitely. You know, safety is... I will give my son credit for this. At 21, he is beginning to learn that, you know, just being truthful up front. You know, he's told a couple of girls, you know, hey, look, we're dating tonight, and tomorrow we may or may not be dating, you know. But the, you know, bottom line, you know.
Oh, I thought he was married, by the way.
He's not married now. But yeah, emotions kind of rule the day. You know, everybody takes safety
in our culture anymore. I don't think there's integrity is important, or
it's not respected.
Being nosy and opinionated is suddenly a good thing, which I never thought it was.
You know, keeping your head down and your mouth shut usually was the rule of thumb, especially living in New York City, where if you freaking stick your nose into anything, you get yourself shot. Usually you'll have all these like women sticking their head out the window, like, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" Like, shut up! You're gonna get my ass kicked.
And they don't mind doing that either.
No, of course not.
Getting your ass kicked.
Oh, actually, I was at this the China Club 3 years ago. Chick was mouthing off at this big black dude, calling him a nigger, spook jigaboo, that my boyfriend could kick your ass and all this. You're not a man. You probably got to smoke. Dude swings, goes around her boyfriend's head, clocks her in the face. Funniest fucking thing I've ever saw. Yeah, hold on. We got another caller from New York City. New York City, welcome to the Crotch Out Radio Show.
Yeah, what's going on, bro?
Oh, you're calling back? You haven't taken care of that situation?
No, I haven't taken care of it, man.
Mm.
What's going on, though? Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on? You know, aren't you listening?
I'm trying to listen, man, but I don't even know what the hell is this. You know what I mean?
I remember. You know what? Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Hey, it's not even that, dog. I'm looking for the bitches. Where the bitches?
Where the bitches? Yeah, he's calling.
Talking to him.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Don't talk to War Pig like that.
Yeah, I think it's some gay faggots. That's what this is, some guy talk show.
Well, have you ever tried a homosexual experiencer?
Well, fuck, yo, dude, you get shot for that shit over here, dog. Yo, come out of here.
That doesn't answer his
DL,
question.
You know? We'll be on the DL.
Yo, you get shot for that over here. Not true. I mean, have you been to Christopher Street? They fucking celebrate that shit.
Shot in the eye with a load.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you get shot, but not with a bullet in your face. It's called
hey, Louis,
milk.
Send me that Craigslist ad you posted to get people to call in.
All right.
I want to see what it looks like.
Oh yeah, you know that's like the smartest marketing thing I ever came up with. I used to do that to other shows to fuck with them. But you want the whole code or just the website address?
Whole code.
Whole code. All right. Yeah.
I want to see how your marketing department works.
We here at Spick Marketing. There you go. Enjoy. It's just simple as hell because, especially
copy and paste on this fucking Java thing they have. On the Java interface for TalkShoe, pisses me. There's no copy and paste.
You right left click, then right click, then copy.
Can't do it on here. You can't highlight it. Oh, there it is. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You have to copy the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
That's retarded.
Well, that's how Dave Nelson has his shit done. You see it?
Freeassfuck.notlong.com. I'm for real.
Let it not be said I'm not a genius.
All right, you know what? I'm going to start posting these in the Dallas Craigslist so we can get more, get all these fucking Yanks out of here.
Yeah, I know. Yo, dude, you get a shout for that. Yeah. So, yeah, enjoy.
Nice.
Warpig, you saw it?
That was the what? Yes. Nice.
Yes.
Pretty cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, Google's a hell of a thing when you're looking up lingerie Latinas.
Yes.
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 Hey,
yes,
boys,
yes.
Call me for free, no charge at all. 724-444-7444. Free cam, no card needed. Freeassfuck.notlong.com. I'm for real. Word?
How many times have we heard that I'm for real?
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm for real.
Freeassfuck.notlong.com doesn't seem to exist.
Yes, it does. Free. Hey, that's how they get in here.
Nice. Oh, cool guy. Cool guy's gone. Well.
So, okay, where were we? Ah, shit, it's not redirecting. Ah, I gotta fix that.
It's going to the error set.
Yeah.
Alright, I gotta fucking fix that after the show. Ball sack.
Nice.
Nice.
Where were we anyway? Have we solved this problem yet?
No, we have not.
Think about false rape accusations and women not getting punished for them.
Well, they should be. I mean, that's in my mind, they should be. I mean, and
I mean, because they're destroying a dude's life. Period. Even
absolutely. Absolutely, they're destroying your. I mean, every aspect of your life. You know.
Yep.
You know every aspect of your life. Of course, I think the only responsibility that we might carry on that thing is, you got to kind of be sure of what situation you're getting yourself into, Sometimes, of course, a few drinks at a bar, and then there you go. You run the risk of picking up the psychos from time to time.
Well, there's a difference between a couple drinks and I'm a little buzzed. And
yeah.
I'm passed out in the street, come do me.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and we've all seen those, none lately, though. But I really don't see how they get away with it.
Because women need to be protected.
Yeah.
Women don't know. Women cannot be held responsible for the stupid decisions that they do.
But see, wasn't that what the militant feminists kept fighting against, is saying, no, women don't need to be protected. They're just like men. They can protect themselves.
Oh, no. They need to be protected when it suits them.
Yeah.
They want it both ways. They don't want to be held back in the workplace, but they don't want to be to deal with the same responsibility a man does.
They don't want the punishment.
They don't want the punishment. It's like a fucked up version of Blade. They want all the powers of being a man, but none of the weaknesses.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. If they don't want to have to face the confrontations. They don't want to have to, sometimes almost physically defend themselves. I see it in. I don't see it much in the work I do because I'm in construction. So we don't. There's a few chicks out there that iron workers and plumbers and stuff like that, and they hold their own. You know. And I don't think they have any illusions about who they are or what they're doing or what the responsibilities are.
Of course, because they're lesbians.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
They probably pitch, they don't catch, so.
Yeah, but, all I'm saying is if you're a lesbian, just keep this in mind. You're still a woman. So please don't get up in my face and try to fight because I will still can knock you out with one punch.
Exactly.
There's a difference between busting your ass and making it in the job, though, and going in and suing and demanding that they lower the standards on everything, not like they did with firemen, so that now, to be more PC happy, a lot of fire departments are now lowering their standards on their health exams. So now, if I fall over dead from smoke inhalation, I may or may not be able to get saved because they want it to be equal.
Yes, and you have no recourse on that because some decision, I forget what it was, back in the late 90s, said something about the government, the agencies are not really responsible, cannot be really held responsible for the safety of any individual.
Hmm.
You know?
So why even bother running into a burning house if,
Yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah, exactly. If nobody's going to be responsible, what is the point?
I'm sure there are a few women out there who could be physically capable of picking up a, 250-pound gentleman, throwing him over their shoulder, and carrying him downstairs. They're few and far between, but we shouldn't be lowering tests to try to get more women firefighters in.
Yeah, her name is China, and she has a fantastic-looking clitoris.
Wow, that was not only a bad joke, but that was stolen, too.
Really?
Yeah.
From who?
Little Jimmy Norton.
Oh, well, yeah, he said he has a fantastic clitoris, but I think so, too.
Okay.
I just remember that he did say it, but oh well, I have to commit.
Nice.
Play the cat.
Nah. Fuck. I don't want to.
You have to.
Why?
Because that was a horrible joke, and it was stolen.
Can I do that? At least the Power Rangers one, just switch it up.
Sure.
All right.
Go Power Rangers.
We're back.
Okay, Warfink, so what do you think about 70% of small businesses are owned by women, and federal grants for businesses, they have about 70% are set aside for women for affirmative action to ensure there's more businesses out there owned by women, even though the vast majority already are?
Well... obviously a Democrat thought of that. So,
well, you can't give to the minority if they're not the minority. That's
no,
the fucking definition of minority.
No, they're. Sometimes situations like that begin to, words don't apply almost. Sometimes it's just, it's an unbelievable situation that we find ourselves in. When it's basically, it seems like to me, once again, nobody's in control of what's going on. They're just saying, this little group over here says, we got to set this aside so that more people can be, more minorities can get into small businesses. When somebody who should be watching a store is going, well, wait a minute. We've already got this many people in small businesses, and the question should be, are they succeeding or failing? And if they're failing, they should be allowed to fail. And people in small business, who have better business plans should be the ones that really get that money.
Exactly. Whether it's men, prepare for it.
Yeah, people who work for it, who have a proper plan, who intend to execute, because basically that's your money and my money. Mm-hmm. And once again, it's being spent without much thought process, I think.
I personally think the government should stop giving money for that. That's what investors are for. But,
yes. Yes.
I think the government should be out of a lot of fucking things they're doing. I'm a huge Ron Paul fan, personally.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who did you support in the election?
Who did I support?
Yeah.
Well, I have to say I went for McCain just because I'd really like to see a third or fourth party emerge, just to really kind of spice things up a little bit. Viable parties.
Guess 11,
Obama,
you're an idiot.
Sucks, you douche. Obama,
you freaking zombie motherfucker. You know what? Get out!
Block him in the chat.
Your kind are not welcome here, and by your kind, I mean blacks. Get out!
He's a fucking awful president. He's destroying our money supply.
Jesus. Tell Bo Jingles to stop freaking tap dancing and do something right for this country. He's in New York. Oh, too bad. I'm not bad.
Spending our money again. Is that the way that you lead?
I'm going to take my wife out on an expensive trip with the American tax dollar while we fly back and forth.
I hated Bush. Bush was fucking awful. I'm no fan of him. And frankly, I am kind of glad that he destroyed the party, because now it's going to have to regroup. And I hope the true conservatives, like Ron Paul, the kind who say, get the government the fuck out of everyone's business, take their taxes away. I don't work, so I don't care. He does what he does. Yeah, you don't work.
Oh,
you
suck it.
He gives
you
the fucking money you want for not working. You take
my
fucking money.
You benefit card douchebag. Get your hands out of my wallet. Damn it. I hate paying child support for these motherfuckers that piss in the fucking elevators and the projects.
Hey, Louie, what's your job?
Mike, I work for a company that does construction materials testing.
I saw
you. Louis was complaining about people who live off government money. I was asking his job.
Hey, I still pay. I still pay taxes.
On your disability?
Yeah, actually.
Really?
Yes. And I got it from through my job, not through the state.
Got it.
So.
I thank your kids for my money. I'm sure he's trying to joke, but just the way that he's destroying everything, that's not even funny.
I seriously want to punch him in the face if I knew where he lived. Put your address in the chat room, please, sir. And I hope it's not too far. Hopefully I can take the train. If not, you got to meet me halfway. Perhaps all the way.
Look for the guy in the motorized wheelchair.
Oh, okay. What part? Just Brooklyn. That's not your whole address, sir. Angry. Fuck that. You're meeting me halfway. All right. Yeah. Meet me in East New York. If you're a Lily White, just scream crack. Oh, just scream nigger. Just when you go to East New York. I'm in East New York. Just go there and start screaming nigger, and I'll go meet you. Especially when you put "I hate niggers," just start screaming that and see what happens. Well, I bet you have fam there. What's a fam? Speak in complete letters, sir. Use the English language; it's good for you.
Well, let's see. He doesn't use full letters. He likes Obama. He lives off the state.
Like in Die Hard? No, not like in Die Hard. I would have said, put on a freaking sign. He's a scumbag. Family. What's your family's name? Douche Jackson. Robinsons?
This guy's name is Sambo Jackson.
Sambo. The Schwoogies. N-I-G-G-A-R. It's Nigar family. Johnson is our last name.
Yeah.
You got family in East. All right.
What I say is,
yeah,
this culture has turned around, and a lot of people are starting to stand up and notice, and they're pissed off. And you know, it wouldn't be so bad, but the government's providing money and laws to make the culture this way. And I think that's going to fall soon.
There's corporations adding to it, too, you know?
Exactly. I mean, the thing especially on the left.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, you look, it's like...
Say, especially on the left, you have people saying the corporations are at fault. On the right, you have people saying the government's at fault. It's neither one individually as so much as it's both of them getting in bed together.
Oh, yeah.
Because neither of them should have that much power on their own, but they're...
I don't know how much you believe about the false left-right paradigm that they're basically holding themselves up, that, you know, they're the same side, they're the different sides of the same coin sort of type of thing going on. Add your own cliche here. Basically, yeah. That they're both the same. I mean, no matter what, if the Democrats are in, then it's going to be all, you know, liberals. Oh, Jesus. You know, it's going to, when you have the Democrats in, it's going to be all liberals. If it's the Republicans, it's just, either way, they both fuck us. So that's why there's a need for a third party.
Yeah, well, when you've got like 20,000 registered lobbyists in Washington,
yeah,
D.C.,
yeah.
I mean, do you think that that's really,
yeah,
that our representatives are really representing us?
Okay.
Absolutely not.
You know, so they're not.
Look at this, the bailout that came right before the election.
Sure.
The average congressman got, what was it, around 15,000 calls with maybe 10 or 11, not 10 or 11,000, but just 10 or 11 calls supporting it. The rest,
yeah,
of them saying, do not vote for this. What'd they do? They voted for it.
Yeah, and what price did they pay? They didn't. Not really.
No.
But so we're paying for it, though.
Yeah.
The money,
yeah,
supply has almost doubled since November. It's gone up 70%. So if you wanted to buy a stereo back in November that was $1,000, that same stereo would now cost you $1,700.
Sure. There's a website, if you type in, what does $1 trillion look like? It's unbelievable that, you know, they've kind of got a virtual image of what $1 trillion would look like in stacks of $100 bills, and it's massive. It is absolutely massive. We don't have that kind of money. We're never going to have that kind of money.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at that now.
Yeah.
So what they're trying to see is, what, if you went back like a million seconds, you'd be back 2 years ago, you went back to a billion seconds, something like, I don't know, I'll look that up somewhere. But it's a massive amount of money, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And we're never going to have it. We don't have it now. We're never going to have it. The only thing
they're
going to do is print it.
They'll print it. They'll print it, and our money will become worthless.
Yeah, it will be worthless. We can't buy anything with it. take a wheelbarrow of ones to buy a loaf of bread. You know, nobody sees that all the way through. You know, who's going to have jobs? Who's going to have this? Who's going to have that? You know, they don't follow the consequences all the way to the end. But term limits on tigers would be good. You know, get those people out of there after.
How about we get rid of this damn plan where someone gets into Congress for just one session and they're paid their 90% of their full salary the rest of their life?
Oh yeah, that's got to go.
I'd love a job like that. Fuck up.
That's not in the Constitution anywhere. You know, not in the original terms anyway.
How's that work? And they don't they get free health care?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they get free health care.
They don't have to pay.
They make $350,000 as a senator, something like that.
Yeah, they don't have to pay taxes, you know? Nothing.
They don't have to pay taxes?
No.
Nope.
All right, I would like to put my hat in as New York's new senator.
Well, I mean, think about it. Name one other job in the world where you can go in and have everybody vote at the same job on a pay raise.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, you combine their attitudes about that with the number of lobbyists that are in the Washington, D.C., and the fact that they know that they're, you know, provided they act like they're doing what we want them to do. They're elected for life, just about. Man, that's a cush job. You know, that's a real cush job. You know, if you knew that you were out of there after two terms, and the lobbyists would have to, you know, I mean, the lobbyists right now, they work off of whatever personal relationships or quirks that they know about different senators and representatives. So they work off of that. They had to redo that every, you know, 8 years or so. It might be a little bit different story for you and me.
Well, I think if there were more than two parties, it would be a much bigger story. We need...
Yes.
We need a plethora of parties. We need, like, seven.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that doesn't work in, you know, in Russia.
Russia's communist.
Yeah, not anymore.
They're just learning how over there, you know.
Right.
Russia's just learning how. English Parliament, you know, you get or the Israeli Parliament, you know, you get two or three parties, and then you've kind of got to two or three parties have got to get to together to pick a, you know, prime minister or whatever it is they have over there. You know, so if we had like three or four parties, it wouldn't be just automatic. You know, it's either Republican or Democrat as the Speaker of the House. You know.
Uh-huh.
So.
But then with McCain, yeah, with McCain, what's it, the Feinberg? McCain Feinberg? Or?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one that's keeping all the third parties down. It's a law of it that you have to have so much money to run.
Sure, you know, sure. And that was, what do you think, that wasn't done on purpose?
Oh, yeah, it was.
Sure. A lot of things come down.
My support's for Ron Paul.
You what?
That's why my
support. I support Chairman Mao.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, Chairman Mao Obama, so.
Alrighty.
Oh wait, I found it now. 1 billion seconds brings you back to around 1977, about 31.7 years. 1 trillion seconds brings you to 29,000 BC.
Wow.
Hmm.
Yes.
So, So what does this have to do with men's rights?
We ain't got none. We'll talk about something else.
Wow.
The same government that's fucking up our money is fucking up our rights. You know, I think there's got to be a new revolution coming.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing, my problem is, when did it become wrong to be a guy?
Somewhere back in the 70s, about the late 60s, early 70s.
I mean, just like, let me just throw this out there. Don't you hate when women use this term, why don't you be a man? I'm like,
oh,
bitch,
yeah.
What do you know what it's like to be a man?
Oh, yeah, I had that the other night. My old lady, she was going out with a couple friends, and my car was broke down. And I called her to come get me. And they were like, well, why don't you just be a man and take a cab home? We want to go to the bar.
Wow.
You know,
and
that's what trash bags are for. They can be in the front yard before the taxi gets there, you know. You know, yeah, be a man. Then when you are a man, they don't like that either, so.
No, of course not. They only want you to be a man to when it's convenient for them again. It's whenever it's convenient for them. All right, kill a roach. Why don't you be a man, kill a roach? Why don't you be a man, open this jar? Why don't you be a man, fix this? Why don't you be a man, go to work and give me money? Why don't you be a man, buy me this dress?
Why aren't you more in touch with your feminine side and talk about your emotions?
I don't
because
got any emotions.
You're doing all this shit. Get it for you.
Do you love me? Bitch, I'm here, aren't I?
Yeah, exactly. And on a Saturday night, too, you know.
Yeah, right. Why don't you... This reminds me, this old couple, married 50 years. The wife goes, Clam, do you love me? He's like, yep. Clam, do you still cherish me? He's like, yep. Clam, why don't you tell me something that you've never told me before? Shit! All right, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Did you scream? I couldn't understand it.
Yeah. I scream in an accent. My bad.
What'd you say?
Bullshit. Bullshit.
Ah, I get it.
Yeah. But you gotta scream it. That's part of the punchline that I heard. You gotta scream it. Bullshit! You know what? Cunt, 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 cunt.
What?
Cunt, 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 cunt. What happened?
Birds.
Ah. That's the cunt alarm. In case you didn't know.
Oh, cunt. I thought you said Kurds.
Kurds?
Sound like Kurds.
No. That's the cunt alarm in case there's a dumb bitch that calls in and she starts acting silly.
Cunt! 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 Cunt!
So, Warpig, I take it you're a fan of Black Sabbath.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I saw them on their... I got to see them on their first American tour.
Really?
Open for Mountain. State Fair Music Hall. Dallas.
Yeah, I like that song that they did copying System of a Down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saint Anger.
Yeah. No, actually, I got that. I have that name. That's kind of one place that came from. The other one was I kind of supported the war when it first happened, and feminists usually refer to me as they refer to me as a pig, so you know, I kind of put
Do you still support the war?
Hindsight 2020 and all that. And I think we got suckered into it. I think it was in a slight conspiracy way, I think somebody put enough information out there, and I don't think from our own people, I think somebody else put enough information out there to draw us into it.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly. So, I respect what all of our, you know, our military is capable of great things, and they showed that.
Yeah, they are, but they, why can't they find Osama?
Yeah, but once the fighting was over, we never have been real good at the next part, you know. I mean, that happened in Afghanistan, you know. Once the Taliban defeated the Russians, you know, had we spent a little bit more money and done something over there, we might not have the situation we have now.
Oh, yeah.
So, right.
America never seems to be good at the second half of fighting a war, which is the dealing with what's left, you know.
I mean, that's why World War II happened, because we went in there and demolished Germany, and we didn't start with the Versailles Treaty, but other countries did and destroyed their currency like they're destroying ours. And then they got so desperate they had Hitler come to power.
And that, of course, the French were in on that because they wanted Germany as destroyed as they could. They tired of dealing with them, but
anyways, we got 9 minutes left of the show. Warpig, do you have like any closing words of wisdom for our young men and big mouth women out there?
Big mouth women, use your mouth for what it was intended for. Young men, wrap it. Always wrap it up.
With a rubber band, perhaps twice.
The birth control pill.
Yeah, yes.
Are you happy about that?
Do what?
Are you happy about the male birth control pill?
Well, I'm 55, so it doesn't bother me, but I think that's good. I think, from my son's standpoint, he's got a friend of his that's got two kids.
Dumbass.
Each one by a different woman at the same time.
What an ass.
What a dummy. You know, and my son does see that, and he works his situation accordingly.
Yeah. Oh, actually, this is a question that I've been meaning to ask. Was recently at my cousin's wedding. Everyone kept asking me, so when are you going to get married? When are you going to get married? Why is there such a rush to get married?
Well, because they want everybody to be as miserable as they are. You know?
Right.
That just seems a question to ask at a wedding.
So when you're getting... Where's your girlfriend? How come you don't have a girlfriend? that annoying-ass question. It's like, oh, just get married already. I'm like, what for? Even my father's getting in on it. He wants grandkids. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, Pop, you're not even 60
puppy.
Yet. Yeah, get a puppy. You're not even 60 yet, Pop. Freaking relax. He's like, I want to be able to play with him. It's like, Pop, you didn't play with me when I was a kid. What the fuck are you talking about? Shit. The only reason why you taught me how to play baseball because Mom cussed you out.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I worked at nights. I'm not working now. I'm like, shit. Anyways. Oh, man, this is, close out the show.
Thanks for coming, Warpig.
No problem.
Yes, thank you, Warpig.
We'll see you next weekend.
Yes. Words of wisdom from Warpig, yes, definitely. You're always welcome back. Next week's topic, I have no idea. we'll think about it, and
we can do the same thing with real guests. If we get that douchebag to call, or check with that Glenn guy.
What?
That Glenn guy. See if he'll come on.
Oh, he's usually working today. I was just hanging with him today.
No. The fucking website you went to. Not Glenn Sachs.
Oh, Glenn Sachs. I thought you were talking about my other co-host.
Who's your other co-host? Oh, that idiot.
Why is he an idiot?
Are you talking about the one who thinks that that herpes vaccine is a government conspiracy?
Yeah, that would be the one.
Yeah.
That would be an idiot.
Yeah. Well, government conspiracies.
Well, shit. There's a lot of truth to some of that crap.
Yeah. There's your topic for next week. Government conspiracies.
Government conspiracies. Oh, crap. All right.
Topic every week. Let's see if we can get this guy on here, though, Sex.
All right. Well,
should we contact his media public relations department?
Should I? Yeah. I mean, who you think was who's wrong with Ray Nelson? I mean, wasn't he a delight?
No, that was great. It's always great to have people on here who defend child porn. But why we contact him. If they ask for a Ron Tellmore on XM, we'll actually come on the show.
We're on XM. What channel?
142.
142. Sir, I have XM. That's the comedy channel. No, it's not. We're on late at night.
We're doing the first run of our show next week.
Right. What's the name of your show?
That's our radio.
Your mama. All right, and then I'll just post some ads like I always do with a different girl.
I'm going to start doing that around here.
Either that or Will send me a naked picture and I'll just put it in an ad and get the faggots calling.
There you go.
Variety. I'm all about variety. And anyways, this has been a Crotch Shot Radio Show. That's I Will Not Obey. War Pill, thanks for calling.
Here's my naked picture right here. I'm giving you my naked picture.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, no, I'm not opening that. And I don't fall for that, especially when almost a lot of my female friends says, look at the cock this guy sent me. I'm like, shit, I don't want to look at cock pictures. But look. I'm like, no. Why not?
My cock.
No. Well. All right. Anyways, yeah, this has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show. See you next week. Friday, 6 o'clock. Saturday, unsigned rock show. Sunday, I don't know what the fuck we're talking about. We'll think of something. Stay tuned. Go to crotchshotradio.com. And, yeah. For, as always, from me to you, as always, fuck your mothers.
Good mother.